beside where Pastor's Water is too. It's behind. It was Becky's was first, and this one says small steps toward better career life. So you pull that out. And I'm not going to read it to you, I promise. I don't think I have to be kind of boring. So we'll talk through it together. But because I wanted to get a lot of information out to you, I thought I'd just type it all up so you can take it home and revisit it and reread it later. I'm one of these people, when people talk, I'm trying to write down everything they say, and then I miss it all. So just kick back. It's on the paper, most of it. Small steps to a prayer life. There have been so many books written about prayer. So many books, so many people. Prayer is the next most necessary thing in your Christian life and your Christian walk with the Lord. First, you need to make that small step and accept Him into your heart. And then you too, you need to read His Word, and you need to get to learn and know about Him. But next, you need to pray. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. It's just talking to people, right? Like if you had a friend or a family member or your husband, your children, you want to get to know them, or a friend that you haven't seen for a long, long time, and you see them, or you know they're in town, and you hook up, and you want to spend some time with them, and strengthen your relationship. You probably, well, what I usually do is do lunch. That's my thing. Let's do lunch. But I'd spend time talking to them, right, and asking them how is it going. And most of my friends or kids are getting married now, so I go, how was the wedding? How was the whatever? But it's talking to them, right? It's getting to know them. So that's the same thing that we need to do with God. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. And what even makes it better is a lot of times you can call me, and I have to go, can I get back to you? Because I'm really, really busy. Or, you know, we have 7, and my kids will tell you, 8 kids now. Well, I just have a big family, so I'm really, really busy a lot of times. But God's never busy. So you can have a conversation with God late at night, early in the morning, at midnight. You can always talk to God. All right, some short steps. What I did, I prayed about this and prayed about this and tried to just identify some that I thought were really necessary. There are lots of things that I could have and wanted to put on this sheet, but I kind of narrowed it down. Let's just go through step one really quick. Step one says, know who God is. Well, I have 5 bookmarks here, and I know there are a lot more than 5. If anybody wants one, it's about the names of God. It tells you who God is. Just listing, and by the way, you can go on Google. I did this yesterday. You can Google names of God, and all different kinds of names will come up. It says, know who God is. Improve your relationship and your communication with God by just talking to Him more, spending time with Him. But knowing who He is, I left you some blank lines. I thought maybe we could fill those in. Who do you think God is? Anybody want to give me, who would you say God is? If you were to just throw some.
A father.
Okay, any others real quick?
Creator.
Otherwise, I'm going to give you some.
Creator.
Oh, the Creator. He's a Creator, not only just the Creator, and I don't want to say just. He created us, but He created everything, okay? He created this whole entire universe. So when we're talking about spending time with God and talking to Him, it's talking to the person who made everything. So Creator was excellent. Father was excellent. Because a father, I can call my dad anytime, too. Thank God. He's still alive, and I can call him my Heavenly Father anytime. What other things? How about He's almighty? He's in control of everything. Everything. Everything that's happening in your life, whether it's good or a little difficult or a trial, good. My mom, she says she doesn't remember saying this, but I got it from her. My mother said, before it enters your life, she says, trust me, honey, it had to go across the Lord's desk. It had to go across God's desk. So it wasn't a surprise to him. Whatever's going on in your life, or good, bad, difficult, but he's in control of it, right? So he's sovereign, he's faithful, he's dependable, he's all-knowing, all-powerful. I could go on and on, and like I said, if anybody, feel free, I have 5, whoever, the first 5 people will get this one. They're just names of God. So knowing who he is. Talking about your prayer life, though, many people in the Bible start their prayer. We've got all kind of people in the Bible that pray. We've got kings and queens who list prayers in the Bible. We've got ordinary people who pray, and their prayers are in the Bible. But one prayer that I just wanted to, if you look at the first bullet there, kind of like the center of the page, 2 Chronicles 20, 5 through 12. Well, this is not the whole passage of 5 through 12. But there's a king named Jehoshaphat. I'll just kind of summarize it for you. Jehoshaphat finds out that this big army is going to go up against him in war. And what he does is he prays. And the reason why I thought I'd put this one on your sheet is I'll read it to you. It says, then Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court, and he said, this is what he said, O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one can stand against you. He's kind of reminding himself and going through his mind who God really is. So, Guy, I am so thrilled that I got to come after Becky. I truly enjoyed her. But reading God, take her challenge. The more time you spend in God's word, you will learn who he is. He is, this is a king. And in his prayer, he's opening his prayer, reminding himself who God, his power and might are in his hands. So take the challenge. Begin every day of your life. Spend some time in God's word. And I was convicted because her second one, E for early, okay, I hit the floor running usually. And then I love to have my time, my quiet time in my room. I have a love seat there and I come back. But there are times when she is so right. If you don't do it early, it's later on in the day and then you're kind of tired or the phones are. So try, take her challenge. Spend time. Know who, that's only where you're going to really know who God is to read his word, okay? So that is step one. And it helps your prayer life. Because as you go to him, realizing who he is, that this is not your girlfriend. This is the guy that made it all and knows all. And it went past his desk before it came into your life, right? He gave you the children or the husband or the friend or the problem. So know who he is. So spend time in God's word. Step two, really quickly, get sin out of your life. I debated on just saying eliminate it. I thought about the word eradicate. But if you know there is sin in your life, you got to get it out of here. You just got to get it. You know, and you can't do it, but you've got to pray and ask God to help you. Because we really can't change ourselves. But you've got to, and the only way you'll know if there are issues, God shows you in his word, right? The light, right? The little scalpel. I love what you said. And he it's in his word. So you really need to have a really good time in your time with God in the word to help your prayer life. Check out some scriptures. Here's one. Isaiah 59, 1 and 2. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. So if there's something going on, you know, kind of take care. Ask him to help you to eradicate it from your life. There's another one. This is, in the Bible, Jesus, you know, his disciples ask him, teach us to pray. And he gives them, you know, the Lord's Prayer, right? That's kind of our model. Okay, well, this passage is right after the Lord gives them, goes through the Lord's Prayer. And that's an excellent model. But I'm not going to talk about the model of how. I'm just going to give you some steps on how to improve yours. He says, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Okay? Another one. By the way, these are all from God's word, right? These are all from the Bible. Another one. If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So guys, it's so important to forgive people because you want him to forgive you. You want to get the wickedness out of your heart so he can hear you. You want him to, you know, hear your prayer, right? You want him to hear you. And then, by the way, there's a solution. God never leaves us without a solution, right? The last one on the front here says 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So all you got to do is go to him, right? Spend some time getting to know him. Go to him. Step one, let's just review. Know who your God is. And how are you going to know who he is? Spending some time and going to his word and knowing who he is. Okay, reading your word, knowing who he is. Step two was get sin out of your life because you want him to hear you. You've got to forgive people, okay? You're walking around and you're just really have a problem with the person, you know, pray about it. And you've got to forgive because you want God to forgive you. You've got to give any known sin. And if you, one thing I've noticed about our amazing Heavenly Father is if you want to live a good Christian life and you want to have a better prayer life, God knows all that. And sometimes, you know, there have been things that you didn't even realize realized was a problem. I love Teresa's example. She wasn't the gossiper. She was just, well, she was the listener. I mean, she wasn't the one doing all the talking there. So God graciously tells us. He will show us. So if there is sin in your life, God is really good and faithful about letting us. He'll show it to us in His Word. Okay. So those are the first two steps. Step three, seek to do God's will. It says, this will affect what you pray about and how you pray. Okay, seek to do His will, and how do you know what His will is? That's probably the question that will come to my mind is, well, how do you know what God's will is? How do you find out what it is? Reading His Word, right? It's all in His Word. He gave us a manual. He gave us a Bible. He gave us, we will know. It says, just seek to do His will, pray, and He will reveal more and more to you as to what He wants you to do in your life. There's a verse here for you. Actually, I didn't write. It was way too much to type. But if you read that passage, I just give you a passage to go and read a little bit later. Step four, present your request to God. It is okay to go to your Heavenly Father and say, I have a problem with this. So I have you can go to Him. And here's what it says. In Luke, there's, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. So it's okay to ask. It's okay. And by the way, notice my little, and you can be persistent. Okay? There are people in the Bible that just kept going back. Remember the guy, the neighbor, maybe you haven't heard the story, but this guy, he's put his family to bed, and his friend comes knocking on his door, hey, do you have any bread? I've got some out-of-town gum. I'm paraphrasing, okay? Some people that just stopped by unannounced. My kids are, do you have any, bread or something I can borrow from you so I can give to my guest? And the guy goes, my kids, we're down for the night. Everybody's in bed. I am really sorry. Come back tomorrow, okay? We're done, And the guy keeps asking, and hey, I got this. Come. And then the guy, I think he gives him something. He finally, okay, hold on. Let me see what I got in here. That was a Tonette paraphrase, okay? Read the Bible, okay? But basically, the moral of that, when I was trying to think, that example there is to, the friend was persistent. He kept asking his neighbor, help me out here, okay? And God's, He's our Heavenly Father, so it's okay to go back and say, I really do need, you can go back and ask Him again. All right, this is the confidence, second verse bullet here under step four. This is the confidence which we have before Him, that if we ask anything, notice the bold print, guys. A lot of people forget the bold print there. According to His will, okay? You can ask according to His will. How do you know what His will is? You study and you read His word. You spend time with Him. He'll let you know. He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from Him. The other one, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you can ask, okay, whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. The whole key there is abiding in Him and Him abiding in you. Because then you'll know what to ask. You'll know how to pray. You'll know what His will is. Then Philippians 4:6, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer. He tells us to pray. And supplication. Another word for prayer and coming to Him. And, humbling our hearts to come to Him. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God welcomes our time with Him in the Word. He welcomes us coming to Him. Right? He's our Father. Think about, first natural, your relationship with, if you had an earthly father, and if you did, that's wonderful. I am a daddy's girl. I adore my father, okay? It's not perfect, but I am definitely a daddy's girl, right? And I'll probably check on him today. Hey, Dad, how's it going? But my heavenly Father is just so much more amazing than, and if you didn't have an earthly father that you could say you love and adore, just think you got a heavenly Father that is just 100 times better. He's always available, and He's always dependable. Just start reading your word. You'll learn who He is. Know who He is, okay? And you can make your request before Him. Now, step five is one that gets me quite excited. Notice the explanation points, right? Okay. I taught, in my former life, I was a professor for 15 years. So, and I taught math, and most people hate math, and everybody, math is fun in my class, okay? So, anything I can put some exclamation points on, it's got to be exciting. Even math, okay? They are never, no one's fallen asleep in my math class, all right? Eagerly watch, eagerly watch. In the book of Psalms, David, King David, says this. Look, check this out. This is the New American Standard, and I love this version, okay? It says, give ear to my words, okay? This is David speaking, oh Lord. He says, Lord, hear me. Consider my groaning. Heed the sound of my cry for help. So listen, he's saying, listen. Listen to, I need some help here, my King and my God. There again, he knew who his God was, my King and my God, okay? For to you I pray. He's praying to his King and his God. He says, in the morning, Becky challenged us to do it in the morning. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. So guys, this is your Heavenly Father. You need to know who he is. You can go to him. If you've got sin in your life, he'll point it out. He'll shine the light on it. Get it gone. Ask him to help you to get it out of your life, to eradicate it. And then eagerly watch him change and do things in your life. Something that I do want to, I've talked to different people. My mother taught me this one too. Sometimes you can be praying for people to change, you know, say you have the supervisor or this, you know, or someone in your family that just really gets under your skin and bugs you a lot. And it's like every time, it could be a neighbor, but you know, you're praying for this person, you know, you want a better relationship with them, and you're praying and you're praying and you're praying. You've been praying for years and you see no change. But you know what? Through prayer, when you go to God and you pray, you're in his presence. Do you remember in the Old Testament how Moses spent a lot of time talking to God and his face began to shine? So you know what? If God doesn't change the person, if God doesn't change the situation in your life, if it all looks the same, and you've been praying about this and praying about this and praying about and getting up early and you know what? God will change you. Like Moses. Moses' face, his face began to shine. So God doesn't necessarily answer by changing that person you've been praying for, but he will change you. He will change you and give you more patience or whatever you need. Whatever it is you need. It could be more patience. It could be more gentleness. I'm working on gentleness, okay? I want to get it done. And so sometimes I have to, you know, wait to people, whatever. A little more patience is my thing, right? I need a little bit. But he'll change me. He'll change you. And then you'll be able to deal with that person or that situation a little bit easier, a little bit better. And then when you look back, you go, wow, well, so-and-so really didn't change. But wow, look what God has done for me. And I'm a better person. I can deal with this better. I'm okay. You're going to be okay. Eagerly watch. Eagerly. Check that. That's a good ever. Where my English people? Ever. Watching is a verb, so it's an action kind of thing. But don't just watch. Eagerly watch. Be excited. Believe and look, you know that God is going to change it. He's going to answer. He will. He promises. He tells us to come to him. All right, last and wrapping this up, okay? I told you about we have all these examples in the Bible, but in the book of James, James is the brother of Jesus. He says, James 5:16b through 18, the effective prayer of a righteous man may accomplish much. This is a huge, I could talk about this for 15 minutes. Let's talk about a righteous man, okay, and how your prayer can get a lot accomplished. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly, though. He was serious. He took his prayer life very seriously, and he prayed that it wouldn't rain, and it didn't rain on the earth. I am rushing through this, so I'm not reading this word for word. And it says, for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My point about, I wanted to close with this, is to let you know Elijah wasn't a king, okay? He was a regular person, just like you and me. But you know what was different? He did not have, he was ordinary. I like the word ordinary people. Elijah was an ordinary person, but his prayer life was not ordinary. His prayer life was not ordinary. So if we want to see God move and change us, change our lives, change our children, or just change whatever. Maybe nothing needs to be changed. Maybe everything is perfect. But just maybe get you a little bit more motivated to serve him. Get a prayer life like Elijah. All right, prayer, my closing statement, prayer is the key to heaven. You know, you go get in your car today. You got to have a key to start it. Prayer is that key. And you need a little bit of faith. You got to believe. You got to eagerly watch. Faith. This is prayer's the key to heaven. Just a little bit of faith will unlock that door, okay? Anybody want these five? I am going to put them up here. These are just names of God, knowing who your God is. Feel free, whoever the first five. I almost want to say this. Well, I don't want more than five people to raise their hand, otherwise I'd give them out now. And I wanted to give you a bookmark, and my beloved husband wouldn't download. I have a bookmark for everybody, so before you leave, because I'm past my time, grab a bookmark. Well, I'll try to pass them out on the way out, so everybody gets a bookmark. It says, prayer changes things. It has that verse about, thank you, because I didn't want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Then everybody gets one. And I am done, ladies. Thank you so much for your attention. Thank you for, thank you, thank you. All right, and everybody, that's think enough. If not, I have more. You want to pick them up for me this morning? I think.
Thank you.
Eagerly watch. Don't forget, eagerly watch.